The sun stayed behind a veil of clouds for 5 days. On the sixth day, it made its appearance in the east, and dispelled all prevailing fears about its ebbing fondness for the great city and all who lived and breathed within. Leaves and flowers and blades of grass turned their faces toward the golden light that promised hope. Trees unkinked their trunks and tidied their branches, quietly flaunting their woody sinews. Dogs gambolled in the streets and cats meowed merrily, awakening to a new day. But plants and animals were not the only ones sputtering back to life. In the aftermath of calamity, another species was also stirring. Butchers yelled at their slaves. Carters fought with one another to push along while refusing to move their own carts. Stonemasons debated the sublimeness of marble and integrity of granite, almost coming to blows. And bath attendants extolled the virtues of their perfumed oils to entice denizens into their establishments. Even the banter in the barbershop that Julius had left had resumed its excessive and gossipy flavor. All around, there were signs that the city was returning to life. There was just no stopping this phenomenon called Rome.